Newly divorced from high conflict alcoholic ex. I have full legal and physical custody of our four kids. How do I establish parenting time? He has no boundaries and objects to all boundaries I try to implement.
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about the sponsor. Today's WTF Divorce episode is brought to you by SoberLink. If you're going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol, SoberLink is the solution for you. More on SoberLink at the end of the show. Now, on to today's episode.
Okay, next question. It's a little bit longer one, so do the best you can with it. Newly divorced from high conflict alcoholic ex. I have full legal and physical custody of our four kids. How do I establish parenting time? He has no boundaries and objects to all boundaries I try to implement. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really hard when someone has an addiction. I think that depending on, so I'm going to focus on how do you establish boundaries with someone who won't sort of maintain them. It can be because they have addictive patterning or because they themselves are high conflict for lots of different reasons. So to kind of open this up a little bit to relate to more people, maybe because some people maybe are dealing with, you know, someone who has an addiction or someone who is just really controlling. One thing when it comes to holding a boundary with someone who has these higher sort of controller parts of them is to really understand that this person probably didn't come from a home or a place that had a lot of boundaries themselves. So their internal system is wired to seek safety through control, through controlling their environment. In this way, you can bring in a little bit of empathy. Now, empathy isn't about saying like, it's okay, not at all, but it allows you to kind of engage in conversations with more empathy, with more understanding. These people want to feel seen, heard, you know, that they matter, right? Someone who has addiction, often they have really low self-esteem. You know, obviously in the courts, you're going to figure out what is safe for the kids. What are, you know, if there's active alcoholism, like what are the boundaries that need to be set around that? Like if the kids' safety or if there's any kind of situation where, you know, the kids are going to be at harm, such as driving under the influence, that's going to show up in the court decisions. But if they come into co-parenting therapy, which is my realm, right, then we're going to look at how do you respect boundaries around this? How do you not bring in your own fears, your own need to control into a situation? And how do you maintain your own boundaries when someone does that? So starting conversations maybe with like, you know, I get it. You know, you really are interested in, you know, spending more time with the kids. I understand that like you really, you know, depending on the situation, just reflecting what you heard, bringing in empathy. And often that's going to disarm the controller inside that person. They're going to get something they probably didn't get very often, which is like, oh, this person sees me. They understand me. All right. You know, so that's a great way to just at least start to have these kinds of conversations around how are we going to do this? What are the needs? What's the custody scheduling, you know, of just, and then bringing in questions and curiosity.
It comes as no surprise that not all divorces are created equal. While some divorces are collaborative and amicable, others are painful, accusatory, and may simply have you thinking, what the F? If you're co-parenting with an ex-spouse who abuses alcohol, this is a sobering reality. The folks at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking during parenting time. The system's real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection ensure the integrity of each test, so you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. With SoberLink, Judges rest assured that your child is safe, attorneys get court-admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. The WTF divorce community is here to help shed light on the fact that whatever you're going through, you are not alone. If SoberLink is reaching you at the exact time that you need it, visit www.soberlink.com/WTF to sign up and get $50 off your device. That's www.soberlink.com/WTF.